The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on KSBT Sandpoint, KBFI in Bonner's Ferry. Kind of a cold gray, coolish gray, drizzly day. So hopefully you're toasty inside and sitting back with the radio. It's Thursday. We call it North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, and I want to thank Ricky and Willie for joining us yesterday on North Idaho Wednesday on Ricky's Top 10. It was nice, for at least an hour for us anyway, to take a break from politics and everything else going on in the world. It was Ricky's Top 10 Worst Movies Ever Made, and we only got through the bottom five. So next Wednesday, we'll plan to have the top five worst movies. So if you didn't like yesterday's show, well, next week's going to be even worse. So I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait. We've got another good show for you today. First up will be our monthly visit with Bonner General Health. And once again, we'll be talking hospice care with Tammy Fan. Looking forward to visiting with Tammy once again. In our second segment, we'll meet with Stephanie from the Sandpoint Lions Club. It's time for the annual Toys for Tots toy drive. And like just about everything else in this year of 2020, which, speaking of bad movies, 2020 would be like the worst movie ever. Anyway, it's like everything else, Toys for Tots has had to make some adjustments. We'll find out how Toys for Tots is going to be operating this year as we head towards the holiday season. And in our final segment, we welcome in a couple of guys from the Idaho Club. Jeff Gove and James Myers will be joining us. Let us know about the new clubhouse. It's awesome. It opened this past golf season, as well as the new lounge and restaurant and their plans for the winter ahead and stuff like that. It's all good. All good stuff. Hey, there's been good stuff happening for the Sandpoint High School Bulldog football team. Of course, they qualified for the state playoffs. They're now in the quarterfinal game tomorrow at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. Boy, what the perfect year to have the new artificial turf installed, because the two playoff games at home, that field would just be a wreck had it been the old grass, and well, it'd be the old mud by now. So there have been years in the past where we've had a home playoff football game, but they had to move it to somewhere else because of the condition of the field. So kudos to the city and everybody else for that. It's perfect for this time of year for football and kids to get out and play. And speaking of the game tomorrow, though, tickets are hard to come by due to the COVID restrictions. But have no fear, football fans. If you don't have a ticket, we've got the game for you right here on KSBT. 6:40 for the Yokes pregame show with Chris Chatburn and Jay Vandenberg. 7 o'clock for the play-by-play. You can also catch it on the FM side on Rock 103. That's what I do at home sometimes. And you can also the Rock 103 app online from wherever you may be. So that's happening tomorrow. Today, the Sandpoint Nordic Ski Club team registration begins. You can go to sandpointnordic.com for more information and get the Ski Club's youth recreational ski team. It's a fun 8-week program for kids 6 to 18. sandpointnordic.com. Pondre Winery Music on Friday with Burke's Records Duo. Let's see, McDuff's on, Friday is Devin Wade and McDuff's Beer Hall, and Saturday is our good buddy Benny Baker. So look forward to that at McDuff's Beer Hall on 3rd and Cedar, where they are safe distancing and not allowing a dance floor or anything like that. So it feels pretty comfy and safe in there. Winery live music with Mountains in the Sea on Saturday, and a piano music on Sunday at the Pondere Winery, just kitty corner from McDuff's Beer Hall. Just kitty corner from after this break, we'll be talking to Tammy from Bonner General Health about hospice and adjustments they've had to make during this year of 2020 and more. So stick around.
Hey, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and would you take a look at that calendar? Furnaces and fireplaces are roaring to life, and heating bills will soon be mixed in with your holiday greeting cards. Now, this is where Selkirk Glass and Cabinets can help. If drafty windows and doors are the problem, then give us a call to learn about lots of remedies. We can retrofit your existing window openings with new energy-efficient vinyl, fiberglass, or wood windows. If you take your screens out in the winter, it's the perfect time to bring them into Selkirk Glass and Cabinets for rescreening or repair. Maybe your thermopane window glass has lost its seal and you've got condensation obscuring your view and perhaps causing sill damage. We can easily replace that glass. Have you got a wood-burning fireplace with cracked or missing door glass? Selkirk Glass and Cabinet is your only source in the area to stock the NeoCeram fire door glass. Just bring us the fireplace door and we'll install new glass in it, usually on the same day. We have a 4,000 square foot full-service glass shop here with a seasoned crew to take care of these needs. That's why people say Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, that's the place to go.
Welcome back to the Raptors. I'm Roy, he's Stan. We're from Triple Play over in North Idaho.
Hey, I have some news. I got my new phone today.
Wouldn't that be breaking news?
Okay, funny guy. Not bad, Roy, not bad.
Seriously, how many phones have you broken at this point?
You know, 3 or 4 dozen or so.
How does one dinosaur break that many phones?
Accidentally kicking it into the wave pool, losing it in the dark on XD Dark Ride, watching it tumble into the water at mini golf, unintentionally crushing it while bowling.
I'd say I can't believe it, but I can. I totally can.
Do you have pockets? I don't either.
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can bowl, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
I gotta show you this funny picture of my phone.
And score another for the wave pool.
We have a winner alert. The Kootenai River Casino in Bonner's Ferry has more winning in store for you through November, with gaming specials galore, including weekend super progressive jackpot. It's the staycation you've been waiting for. Rooms in our Kootenai Falls Lodge start at just $59 a night midweek, or $99 on weekends. Book a room and we'll include breakfast for two. You'll also win big in the Springs restaurant with our November Trio Choice lunch or dinner special, including traditional roast turkey, honey baked ham or turkey ham combo. Each is just $13. They're served every day except Thanksgiving, where we'll serve up a holiday meal to remember. Our November spa special includes a $79 custom massage and anti-stress facial. Better get used to the winner's alert, because it'll be happening all November long at the Kootenai Casino. Book your staycation today by calling 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here on KSPT, KBFI, and NorthIdahoRadio.com. You can tune in wherever you are on your laptop or your phone, what have you. It's North Idaho Thursday. Once a month, we meet with a representative from Bonner General Health, and this month we welcome back Tammy Fan. She is with the hospice at BGH. Tammy, what is your official title?
Manager of Bonner Community Hospice.
Okay. For anybody who doesn't know, what is hospice?
Well, hospice is a service. It's actually not a place. And at Bonner Community Hospice, we actually bring the service right to your home, wherever that might be. We provide medical treatment, services, equipment, medication for those with a life-limiting illness who've decided to pursue full quality of life, those who are not seeking a curative treatment or an aggressive treatment in their illness.
Mm-hmm. So how do you know if you're a patient that you're ready for hospice, and it's got to be a tough call for yourself, or if you have a loved one that you think it's time? Is it always like the doctor's call, or is it your loved one's opinion, or how does that work?
Well, it's definitely a partnership. So when you feel that you're at the place that you're no longer wanting to seek a cure for your illness, but you're really wanting to invest in managing your symptoms, living your best life, that's where hospice can come in, support you with your goals. We walk right alongside you in your journey. We've got an amazing team of experts, just the most compassionate professionals you'll ever meet, that come right to your home. And we can assist in relieving pain, discomfort, symptoms, anything that your illness is causing you. We often hear from our clients and their families, boy, I just wish I had sought hospice sooner, mm-hmm. because they enjoy a higher quality of life. They enjoy spending time doing the things they want with their lives, and they're really able to focus on what matters to them when those symptoms are managed and they have that support in their home. And hospice is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So a great support in the home.
I know that it meant so much to my oldest brother who was a cancer victim. And, you know, honestly, after several years kind of freaking out near the end, and the hospice woman, it was down in Oregon, was so great and comforting that he was totally at peace at the very end. So kudos to you guys. I don't know how you do it.
It is a blessing. It's a true honor to be in someone's home and be able to help them walk that journey, mm-hmm. them and their families. It's just, it's incredible. It's really a gift. It's the team we have are experts. They know how to help manage the symptoms that are happening, and they know how to support with compassion and care and, you know, that emotional and spiritual support that's really needed.
Mm-hmm. You had a new doctor join your team recently. Yeah. There was an article about her. It's either in the Reader or the Bee this morning, or maybe both. I don't remember. I read it somewhere. Sandpoint High School graduates, and tell us about her.
She's amazing. So it's Dr. Jade Dardine, and she grew up here primarily in Sandpoint and then went off to school in California. She had a lot of experience. She actually has experienced palliative and end-of-life care in various places, from rural Idaho to L.A. to China.
Italy.
Just all over. And one of the things I loved about her, she's just, her passion for end of life is amazing. And one of the things she said, and it was probably in the article this morning, is as many people live on this earth, is as many different ways there are to experience death. And we meet people right where they are. And she just embodies that. It's mm-hmm. it's really a blessing to have her part of our team.
So what is her job as a doctor in hospice?
She's our medical director. So she oversees the admission and the care of our clients. We also have a nurse practitioner that goes out and makes visits to see our clients in their homes, Erin Bass, who's also a longtime Sandpoint native. So we've just got an amazing medical team to help support the bedside team at hospice.
And then a hospice director is yourself. How are you trained to do what you do?
Just years of training, really. I've been in this realm of home care for over 27 years now. And hospice has just been a place that I've naturally been drawn to. I worked in home health and in people's homes for a number of years and experienced that journey with them towards the end of life. And as I mentioned, it's just a true honor to be able to help support families and patients through that process.
And you can tell you're just so passionate about this. That's
yes.
That's all awesome and also very calming for people. You asked me to ask you about the Tree of Memorial Lights ceremony. It's coming up December 6th. What can you tell us about the event and how can people participate?
Absolutely. So this event is near and dear to my heart. It's amazing time. We've done it for decades here at Bonner General Hospital. And it's a hospice program. We basically just take a moment out on a Sunday afternoon every December, first Sunday of December, and we stop to remember those that we've lost.
Mm-hmm.
And we typically gather together and we have a small ceremony. We read the names of our loved ones and we light a tree that remains lit through the entire holiday season. This year, because of COVID, we're going to be doing it as a virtual event.
Okay.
So we'll actually be streaming it live.
We're all pretty used to virtual events right by now. I'm actually kind of tired of them, but you got to do it.
Well, it's, you know, the nice thing is So we'll be able to still honor our loved ones. We'll have ads going out in the paper. You can actually go onto our website, which is bonnergeneral.org/hospice, or our Facebook page, and you can submit the name of your loved one to be read during that ceremony. We do suggest a $10 donation. It's not needed, but certainly those proceeds go to help provide care for hospice in our community.
So again, this is coming up on December 6th, and can you just join it on that day, or do you need to register or something?
No, you just hop right on. So it's going to be streamed live on Facebook at 4 p.m., so then it'll also be able to be viewed later. But you can just hop in and enjoy it with a cup of cocoa around your own tree and celebrate with us as we celebrate those we've lost too early.
And how can people find you? I guess, is it the best to go on Facebook or to the website, or how do they find out more? Is there a hotline they can call and talk about hospice? And
well, we love taking calls anytime. You can pick up the phone and call us at 208-265-1179. You can also visit our website, which does have a lot of information about us, and okay, that is bonnergeneral.org/hospice.
And so that, yeah, so 265-1179, and any answer any questions you have, bonnergeneral.org/hospice, or just go to Bonner General website and you can find it somewhere on there. Again, the Tree of Memorial Light ceremony is December 6th on live on Facebook at 4 o'clock. Something I asked just about every guest for the last 7 months, you know, through this COVID era that we're going through, has it made a difference in the hospice services and the amount of services you're providing, or what's it been like for you guys?
You know, it honestly, if I'm going to speak from the heart, it's heartbreaking what's happening right now. People are not going in to see their providers. They are going to the hospital only if they have to. They're calling their providers only if they feel they have no other option. And what that is creating is people in a desperate situation. And we're getting phone calls almost as an emergency service. Mm-hmm. We're being called in for the last few hours, few days of life, which is really robbing those clients of the ability to really enjoy the last several months, even year of their life.
Yeah.
So it's really been tremendous to see the changes and how we are really just truly seeing people at the very, very end moment. So I encourage people to think about it. Hospice is a service that comes right to your home. It's paid 100% by Medicare, Medicaid, and most private insurances. We gather around you. You're the one controlling and directing your care, and we're there just to support you. So if you have a life-limiting illness that you've chosen you're no longer going to seek curative treatment for, it's time to think about having that team come in and support you.
Yeah.
At least calling, asking the questions. We're happy to come in and do that. And it does make such a difference for people.
And key right there to know that it's not going to cost you out of pocket or your loved ones, that your insurance will cover it or your Medicare, whatever you have. More questions about hospice, 265-1179. Of course, that's 208-265-1179 or bonnergeneral.org. Tammy, always a pleasure to see you again. Kudos to you and your team for all you do for people. And people, please don't be afraid to call them because of what's going on in the world. They're perfectly safe and they want to help.
Thank you so much.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, it's time for Toys for Tots. And is it going to be different this year? I think so. We'll find out how right after this.
Kiniksu Health Services wants to help protect our community from the flu this season by encouraging everyone to take two easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Flu vaccinations are recommended yearly from 6 months through adulthood. Schedule an appointment for your flu shot today. For more information, visit kiniksuhealthservices.org.
Sweet Lou's in Coeur d'Alene and Ponderé now feature family meals to go. Available for takeout or curbside pickup, the new family meals include smoked ribs and chicken, bacon mac and cheese, 60-40 meatloaf with gravy, and a family Cobb salad. All meals feed a family of four and come with a fresh baked cookie or a triple chocolate brownie. Order online at sweetlouisidaho.com or call either location. Get your new family meals to go at Sweet Lou's in Coeur d'Alene or Ponderé. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint is now hiring in all departments. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net. Super One Foods continues to go to great lengths to keep their customers safe with constant cleaning and other safety measures. For your convenience, try their shop online service. Just place your order online and set the time for pickup. Your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to your car. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
Are you looking for a contractor for home projects like remodels or renovations? Or someone to do some handyman work to clear some tasks from your honey-do list? Call Real Estate Rescue today to get a bid for your upcoming project. We're available 7 days a week, and we can get started right away. Visit our website at realestaterescue208.com or call us now at 208-265-9051. That's Real Estate Rescue in Sandpoint, 208-265-9051.
Cascade Tractor Supply in Spokane has Branson tractors with 22 to 58 horsepower. Branson tractors are heavier and boast some of the largest lift capacities in the market. Compared with the orange and green tractor guys, Branson tractors by far give you the best bang for your buck. Now through the end of December, zero down payment options are available. And the Branson 2515R is priced at only $15,999. Stop in today. Cascade Tractor Supply, 5019 East Trent in Spokane.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
And we are back, our second segment here on North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you. And we have Stephanie Emozel? Emozel with us. She is the second VP with the Sandpoint Lions Club. And Stephanie, welcome to the show. Got to get right into that microphone there. And it's great having you here. And, you know, there's a lot of new people moving to town. And, you know, we're always encouraging people if they're new in Sandpoint to, you know, a lot of them are retired, you know, get involved and join some organizations. And let's tell them, what does the Sandpoint Lions Club do and how can people get involved?
Well, currently we are gearing up for Toys for Tots, but we also have multiple programs. We have programs for sight and hearing, you know, hearing aids, glasses. We just held our Halloween event, and we had...
Yeah, tell us about that. That was, I think you guys got inundated with trick-or-treating Halloween goers and revelry and all of that. I know you gave out over 500 bags of popcorn.
Actually, last count was 700. So
wow.
And there were still people wanting popcorn. We had three people frantically popping popcorn. So yeah, we had over 700 people. I know that. And
wow, that's great.
We provided the candy, and there was plenty of it. So we had volunteers from the museum, and they helped us pass out candy, and like I said, plenty of popcorn, and we had a haunted maze, and the older kids really enjoyed that. Some of them even went through multiple times, as mm-hmm. if being scared half to death once wasn't enough. They just kept going on through. So
it was all safe distance too, so
yes.
People were...
Yep.
Parents and kids were comfortable with that.
Obviously, so. The majority of us were wearing masks for Halloween anyway, so there was that.
I'm really thrilled that you guys did that. It was a great alternative to the traditional trick-or-treating because it was a difficult decision for parents, kids, and people who have kids come to their doors. Like, gosh, do I want to be around all of these people? But at least on my street, it was not nearly the number of trick-or-treaters that we would normally have. So I think they all went to Lakeview Park.
I hope so.
Or, you know, the fairgrounds the night before. Just a great events going on there.
A great event also.
Toys for Tots, as you mentioned, is coming up. It's one of the big things you guys do. You help thousands of families with toys and holiday meals, which a lot of people don't know about. And tell us, how is that all happening this year where things are really different for most events?
Okay. So, like you mentioned, we've got to be in compliance with all the mandates. So, right now, starting already, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 9 to 3 at the Lions Club, which is 609 South Ellis Street.
It's in Lakeview Park.
Right.
By the big yellow caboose, yeah.
Yep. You can come pick up and fill out your application right there. Other options, if you can't make that time frame, is you can pick up applications at the food bank.
Okay.
You can also go online if you're on Facebook, find Sandpoint Lions Club, our Facebook page, and on there is a downloadable application. So just download it, fill it out, and then just return it to our club. And if you have any questions regarding anything, you can call our den at 208-263-4118 and leave a message if no one answers, because obviously we're not there 24/7.
Right.
But we do return messages, and you can also message us on Facebook, and we're really fast to get back to people.
And I think it's important to point out that you have to fill out an application to receive the toys, but no one gets turned away. It's not like there's a vetting process like, right, oh, we don't like them. It's everybody will qualify, but you just need to know who you are and just some details about you.
Yes. And this year, another thing we're doing differently is on the back of the application, you can write down your children's wish list. So
okay,
we will be like personal shoppers for your children. So that's something that's different this year. So.
And are these all new toys?
Oh, definitely.
So yeah, it's not like thrift shop toys or anything like that. This would be in its wrapper and donated and brand new. How are you handling donations as far as toys this year?
Pretty much the same as we always do. We're still working on some events that the public will be invited to, and we're going to have our coin jars out like we always do, and our boxes where people can just donate,
okay,
and then we have somebody come and pick them up. That's usually in the grocery stores and whatnot. Or you can just mail a check straight to
I was going to say, do you take money?
Yes. Yes, we're going to need that to buy the toys.
Yeah.
So, yes, absolutely.
And so this has already begun. So people Monday, Wednesdays, or Fridays from 9 to 3 are at the Lion's Den at Lakeview Park. Or, again, you can call 263-4118. Go to the Sandpoint Lions Club Facebook page and download the application there. Again, no one will get turned away. And when do you receive the toys? When are they distributed, and how does that happen?
We will get back to you on that, because we have not nailed down that exact date, because, again, we're going to be doing things differently, because normally we have everybody come to the den and everybody's in line, and we can't really do it that way.
Correct.
We have figured out how we're going to do it. We just haven't figured out the exact pickup dates yet.
Okay.
But people will be given numbers, and, you know, they're going to have the dates of
just staggered,
on that when
staggered
they fill out
likely.
Their application, they'll know.
So you can fill out the application now, like I just said. And when is there a cutoff date?
Not as of the moment. Definitely we're going to be going all through this month and most of next month. So,
okay.
Yeah.
It's good to know. And then I had mentioned the family meals at holiday time. Is it on that same application, or how do you apply for that or let people
know? We go on size of the family and ages and all of that. And so, yes. We're still going to be providing meals.
It's hundreds and hundreds of meals. So it's outstanding
it's
what
money.
The Lions Club, you guys are amazing what you do, all these events throughout the year. And just out of curiosity, do you know how many members you have right now and any kind of numbers you'd like to get to? Or
we're a pretty small but mighty group. We're approximately 20-something. And we're always looking for new lions and lionesses to join our pride. So you can call that same number, or you can message us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Visker is our membership chairperson, and she would be happy to tell you how to become a lion or a lioness. So we definitely need more volunteers, because it is a lot of work, and more hands make the work less.
So what is the commitment? I mean, every service organization has some different, you know, lengths of meetings or what have you. To be a Lions Club member, what would be expected of you?
Well, we meet on the second and fourth Monday of each month at 6 p.m. And to become a member, you need to join us for three consecutive meetings. And then if you decide, yeah, this is for me, I want to do this, then you can join from that point. So again, I would say to give a jingle to the club or contact us on Facebook and we can get that all arranged so that we know we would have guests.
That's great. So I encourage folks to give them a call and find out more about the Sandpoint Lions Club and all you do year round for the greater Sandpoint area. 208-263-4118 is their phone number. Easy to find them on Facebook. Just go to Sandpoint Lions Club. And they're taking applications now. Again, no one will be turned away for Toys for Tots. And you can also just donate checks, cash, what have you, and support the Sandpoint Lions Club. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us here today and for all that you and Rhonda and everybody else does for the Lions Club.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to take it's our final break. And when we come back, we've got a couple of guys, old friends, Jeff Gove and James Mize. They are with the Idaho Club right down the road here, Highway 200. Yeah, a lot of changes going on there and involving the public a lot more, something that you'll probably be very interested to hear. So stick around.
Sandpoint is a unique collection of retailers, art galleries, and restaurants. DeLuna's is home of the Long Weekend Cafe and Gift Shop, now offering curbside service and delivery in Sandpoint. Plus, they have a great selection of unique gifts for the whole family. DeLuna's.
Winter is just around the corner, and Sharon's Hallmark is busy getting ready. Their holiday open house is November 6th through the 15th, and be sure to shop Small Saturday on November 27th. This holiday season, be sure to stop by Sharon's Hallmark in the heart of the Sandpoint Shopping District.
Shiloh Inns are open and ready to welcome you back. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. While we practice social distancing, we're still always committed to providing clean, safe, comfortable rooms and friendly service. Shiloh hotel guests and employees deserve the peace of mind knowing that we are always focused on maintaining high standards of cleaning and safety practices. Our American spirit is alive and strong, and while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Although we may wear face masks, there are no restrictions on still making travel memories for business or pleasure. So book your next stay with confidence by calling 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
Holiday season is fast approaching and 41 South is here to help you celebrate. Whether it's a festive dinner at the restaurant or a custom catered meal with family, friends, and coworkers, 41 South is taking all the necessary precautions to help keep their guests safe. Seating may be limited, so reservations are highly recommended. 41 South will also be open for Thanksgiving, serving a traditional plated meal from noon until 7 p.m. Call 208-265-2000 today. 41 South, the icing on the lake.
Under the Sun in downtown Bonners Ferry is open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Check out Under the Sun for lots of new and different merchandise. With our warm days melting into cool, crisp breezes, come check out the new fall and winter accessories and home decor arriving daily. Enjoy the downstairs market or just relax in the upstairs loft. Of course, you can find something delicious for breakfast and lunch at the Soulshine Bistro. Under the Sun, downtown Bonners Ferry, where the sun is always shining.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by a couple of good buddies, Jeff Gove, the PGA professional at the Idaho Club, and James Mize, who's not a bad golfer himself, now the restaurant and lounge manager at the Idaho Club. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here. I guess, Jeff, we'll start with you. This last golf season, you were telling me the other day, the busiest it's been with the general public at the Idaho Club was since its inception several years ago. And I guess through all of this COVID thing, that golf proved that it's one of the outdoor safe activities that can happen. And you guys certainly felt that at the Idaho Club.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having us again, Bob. Golf did great this year. It was amazing. All my friends in the business couldn't believe that they were busy from sun up to sundown. The Idaho Club was no different. We had, you know, a growth in memberships. We have a bunch of new members that are playing, and then we're open every day after 10:30 to the public. So we were pretty busy from, you know, 10:30 to 4 most of the summer, which was great. We have a brand new fleet of carts, so we have enough room for everybody to come play now, because people don't really like to walk it too much, except for some of our members.
It's a tough walk.
So that's fun. And then when the restaurant finally got open, you know, there was a reason for people to come out and play and stick around for a drink or dinner or lunch. So it went very well. So things are good.
Yeah, especially in the summertime when you could safely sit outside and the tables were separated. And I just felt completely safe there. So yeah. Good job with that. You'd mentioned memberships. So many new people moving to the Sandpoint area right now. I mean, this last summer and still continues in the fall and winter, real estate's going crazy. What are the membership opportunities and how does that work?
Yeah, so we're a semi-private, non-equity golf and lake club. So you don't have to live in the actual property to be a member. You can be a member on the lake, live in town. Our members have exclusivity to the course before 10:30. They can, you know, play all they want whenever they want. So it's been very good. It's currently we're 12,005 to join. We're 600 a month. Includes your whole family. So we feel like it's a pretty good value even compared to some of the courses in Coeur d'Alene and stuff. So for that type of golf course, Jack Nicklaus signature course that's incredibly beautiful and challenging, I think it's pretty amazing.
It is a gorgeous course, and it is when you go to the other side, what we all call the other side of the highway, and you get out there, and you're just like, you almost forget where you are.
Absolutely.
This is not Hidden Lakes.
Yeah. I mean, Jack beats up on you a little bit, but you definitely appreciate it at the end of the day. You go, gosh, that was really fun.
You know, he said that on his first open meeting, public meeting at the, what was then, well, I just had just become the Idaho Club, and he was talking about, you know, meeting people and talking about the design. And he goes, yeah, if you thought Hidden Lakes was hard, you're going to hate me.
That's right.
So he didn't hold back right off the get-go. So, for a semi-private club, the numbers you just said, I mean, to some people might think, gosh, it's a lot of money. Yeah, well, try joining a country club anywhere else.
Right.
You know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's a heck of a value.
Yeah, and we're, you know, we want the Sandpoint to know that we're open, we're there. We're really the only 18-hole championship course really north of Coeur d'Alene, mm-hmm. unless you get over to Priest Lake. So we want to keep it that way. We want to have always have a window of resort play or outside play. So that'll continue moving forward, even as we grow our membership.
So even though there is a guard gate still, when you come in the entrance, you are open to the public. You can make a tee time. Excellent. You can play there. You have the new lounge and restaurant open, and that is open to the general public.
Correct. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we'd love to have you. So the deck, like you mentioned, is amazing.
View is stunning.
Yeah.
Might even be better than the old one. I know Hidden Lakes was great before, but we even have more space and you know, a little fire pit, and you can sit up there and, you know, enjoy the view, watch kayakers come by and the eagle's nest and just take a break.
And the way it's laid out, the old log structure was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And everybody was so sad to see it go, but you guys have done a great job with the new one. And the way that now the people in the restaurant and the lounge get the view as opposed to the pro shop getting a view, that was a great strategic move as far as taking advantage of what you have. James, your congratulations on getting involved with the Idaho Club.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be there.
In the restaurant and lounge. Tell us about what happens there.
So, as Jeff alluded to, we are open to the public, and that's the thing we want to really make sure the community gets to come out and enjoy the beautiful facility. We're open. Our winter hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 9 p.m., and we have a beautiful, amazing Sunday brunch from 10 to 3. Sunday brunch has just been truly amazing. We have a great, great menu. It's a la carte, no buffets. Mm-hmm. So people can just order off the menu and get a great brunch and enjoy the beautiful scenery, and hopefully a moose will come trampling through the Pack River and say hi while we're there. And it's just been outstanding. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. I'm a big fan, as I told Jeff the other day, of breakfast and especially brunch. And there aren't a lot of brunch options right now in the Sandpoint area. So you guys have it going on. Do you encourage reservations, or how's it been going?
Yeah, we highly, highly encourage reservations. We were actually sold out. The book was sold out this last Sunday. So
good for you. That's quite, amazing.
Quite amazing. So yeah, you can give us a call at 208-600-0510 to make a reservation anytime for any of those dining hours or brunch. That number is also available for holiday parties. We'd love to have you come out and host your company or your friends and family or any type of thing throughout the winter months.
I'm glad you brought that up. It's a huge facility.
Oh, it's beautiful, yes.
So it would be easy to safe distance or to even handle a huge crowd. What kind of numbers do you have in the dining room?
You know, I mean, we can fit quite a few in there, but with some of the stuff going on, we're sticking to that 50 to, you know.
Oh, that's ideal.
Yeah, so somewhere in that ballpark would be great, and we'd love to have anybody to come out and have some fun.
And you guys handle all of the catering and stuff yourselves?
Absolutely. Everything's done in-house. Our chef is quite something. He's been in the area about 5-6 years. He's from Northern California. He was up at Schweitzer doing the event. He was the event chef up at Schweitzer previously.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a great, great menu he's put together for us, and it's just been going amazing.
And in case you're thinking about the brunch for this Sunday, they have a classic eggs Benedict, crab cake Benedict, North Idaho Benedict, a veggie Benedict, chickens and waffles, huckleberry pancakes. There's a whole kids section of the menu, avocado toast, biscuits, gravies, omelets, things like that. So I'm getting hungry just sitting here looking at this menu.
It's salivating for sure.
Mimosa bar, just a lot of nice, nice touches.
That's great. And on the dinner menu, I hear that the fish and chips is to die for.
Fantastic. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. It's you so can good. Anywhere from the fish and chips to a prime rib to, I mean,
lobster mac
everything.
And cheese.
Yeah.
Lobster mac and cheese. Yep. Can we take a break? Just bow our heads for a moment.
Yeah, right.
Lobster mac and cheese. That's unbelievable. James, you have a flyer in front of you, something about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving's obviously coming up for everybody. And for those of us that don't want to go spend the time and go to the grocery store for an hour and cook for 6 hours and only eat for 6 minutes, We're trying to make it easy for the community and our membership to come out and a dinner for six, your traditional dinner with turkey and mashed potatoes, gravy, all the fixings, the dessert and everything, $129 for six people.
Wow.
And then if you want to add someone to make it seven or eight, it's an extra $18.99 a person. So they can make a reservation, same phone number, and they can pick it up either on the day before Thanksgiving, the 25th, or the day of Thanksgiving. Take it home, put it right in the oven. It's already in the package, ready to heat and serve, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be more and more this particular year of Thanksgivings of groups or six or eight as opposed to 30.
Absolutely.
Or what have you, because people just staying away. So great idea to give that a shot. Jeff, what else you guys are kicking around thinking about doing for the winter time?
Well, winter, you know, the focus is the restaurant. Real estate, obviously, in North Idaho is going very well. We're really enjoying.
Have you seen that at the Idaho Club? Does
absolutely.
Trickle over to you too?
Yeah, we every home we have in there is either sold or in escrow. We've sold quite a number of lots, a lot of new members, a lot of people coming up this way, which is great, and we're getting people from all over. So that's really cool. We're trying to figure out other ways to make it a year-round type thing. We're kicking around possibly a cross-country, maybe put a ice rink in. We're not sure exactly what we're going to come up with, you know, with what's going on in the world, but we're trying to figure out stuff like that. And then just getting ready for next year's golf season. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll be great again. We've got some great events coming up next year. We've got a big event in July. The Pacific Northwest Golf Association is going to host their men's championship here again. Or here, they were going to have it this year. Yeah. We had to cancel it. You know, Tiger Woods is on that trophy. There's, you know, it's an incredible event. It's a week long event. It's match play. The public will be invited to come out and watch. So it should be really fun.
I remember when you had to make that decision this last summer to cancel that, and it's like that was one of the first bigger things. Of course, there was the festival, and then you guys doing that. We knew what that meant for you. it's like, this is getting pretty real.
Seriously.
Yeah, that was too bad because there's, you know, college players and there's amateurs from all over the country. They were going to come here and experience the golf course and experience the area. And
I'd just like to see how they do on that golf course.
It's going to be a great match play course. I mean, it's a lot of risk reward. You know, I think it's a great course to play not only a scramble, but like a Stableford, where if you make a big number, you don't ruin your score. So right. match play would be fantastic.
Yeah. That is awesome. And I know, speaking for Bulldog Bench, we're so grateful that we could have our fall tournament once again in Sandpoint after all of these years. And I can't thank you guys enough for hosting that. You did such a great job. The food was great. It was our 29th fall scramble and the first time I can remember wearing shorts. On that day. So
beautiful.
I know you guys control the weather too. So thank you very much for having
me. We do everything we can. Yeah. But, we, you know, for sure, you know, the new owner is very community minded. We've done a number of charity events, from the, you know, the real estaters to the Rotary to Bulldog Bench. So that'll all continue.
Okay, good. I was going to ask you about that.
For sure. And then we're trying to find other ways to do other things too. So, you know, we were so excited to launch this year and have a big grand opening, and then everything got shut down. So I think we've navigated as well as we could. We kept everyone outside. Golf has been great. So hopefully we'll get some clarity as we move through the spring as to what we can do next year.
I've always thought that cross-country skiing should be a bigger deal out at that property. You're kind of, whether you like it or not, it's basically a snow belt. As you go through there, you get more snow than we do, say, here in town or other parts of the area. And the people around here are always looking for some place to, I mean, of course, we have Schweitzer and everybody has their own private place, but it was with your hills and things out in the fairways, I think it would be ideal out there.
If we can just keep everyone off the greens and the bunkers, we'll be set. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it'd be fun. And now that we have a restaurant and restrooms and have a facility, you know, I've been here almost, well, a little over 2 years now. We kicked around the idea last year, but it just didn't have anywhere to stage it and what to do. So we are working on it. I hope it'll be this year, but we'll keep you posted as we know.
And James, we were talking about the restaurant and the menu and such. Are you actually encouraging people to come out and just have a beer or a cocktail and hang out with your friends?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the bar is a beautiful setting as well, and there's great opportunity to come out, like I said, on Sunday and watch the football game and grab a cold one and enjoy it with your friends and family. And, yeah, the bar is always open for that.
And next week's Masters in November.
That's right.
Just come out and watch a little golf, you know. That'll be fun, too, so... That's
what
be
better
totally
place
different.
To watch the Masters than at the golf course?
Exactly.
Exactly. It's a great spot to talk about all the great shots you hit all summer, right?
Yeah. So again, the restaurant and lounge open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 4 until 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended. But at early dinner time, is it coolest to show up?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're not gonna send you down the road. We just love to be ready for you and, you know, have things set. And you know, if we know you're coming, great. If we don't, then we look forward to seeing you regardless.
And again, the Sunday brunch, which I can't say enough about, 10 to 3 on Sundays. As James said, it was sold out last Sunday. I mean, who would have thought? So call ahead and make a reservation and give it a try. 208-600-0510. Is it theidahoclub.com?
That's our website,
yes.
Yeah. And you can also follow us on Facebook quite a bit, too. We do put things on there. I think the brand new menu's up there now, and we'll get this Thanksgiving flyer up there and a few other things.
If somebody's hearing this today and thinking, well, I've never really thought that a general public could go out there, we're kind of new to town, just thought it was a private club, when is a good time to go out and just see the clubhouse and walk around and check it out?
Sundays are probably the best because it's still light out, but you're welcome to come out anytime. We're someone in the real estate department's normally there from basically 10 o'clock on. So really, you know, anytime. But if you call us ahead, let us know. We do have a gate attendant there during restaurant hours. But if you come up to the gate, just dial 2000, you'll ring in, we can buzz you.
There's instructions on the box they're not going to turn you away.
Of course not.
Just don't want the general public driving around the property.
It is a gated community. Yeah,
it is a gated community. Again, Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 9, Sunday, 10 to 3, 208-600-0510. And you are taking reservations for holiday parties and call James. He can give you the details on the costs and what menu options and things like that. Guys, thanks for joining us today. And I really appreciate it. And as we get through this winter season, we'll have you on next spring and we'll talk more golf.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy.
That's right. North Idaho Thursday for this week. I'm back in here next week, taking tomorrow off. And we'll see you. We got Ricky's Top 10 on Wednesday, North Idaho Thursday, right here a week from today. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
K246E, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
From ABC News.